The high school students who organized the Black Lives Matter protests in Elkton and Broadway earlier this summer knew they would be confronted by counter-protesters and members of local militias, and that they would be armed. Sion Ward, a senior at Spotswood High School, was at both protests.
We didn't fully know where everybody would be placed, and it turned out, you know, there were like militia men literally surrounding us, like on all sides, and we weren't aware that was happening.
Ward estimated more than 100 militia members at the Elkton protest on June 17th, though she said not as many showed up in Broadway on July 6th. While many stood quietly in the open or hid in the woods nearby, she said some went out of their way to intimidate the protesters.
I also don't know if it was a militia member or just a regular counter-protester, but they had brought their gun and they were kind of mimicking shooting at the crowd.
Despite the threatening gestures, Ward and her peers noticed that the police still kept a friendly rapport with the militias and counter-protesters.
The militia members are always near police officers. We see them talking. It's always incredibly cordial.
That's Jake Krug, an organizer with the Shenandoah Socialist Collective, or SSC.
And it's hard not to make that connection to show. Maybe they know a little bit more than us because they've been told a little bit more.
The SSC coordinates community services in the Valley, and during protests, they act as medics, de-escalators, threat spotters, and provide general support for the protesters. In Elkton, knowing they'd likely meet an armed militia, the SSC's members made sure to stay strapped as well.
It's taken us a lot of conversation and a lot of like heartfelt talks about this. I used to be somebody who was very anti-gun, and I've come around on that because I've experienced the realities of the situation. We're constantly in situations where we're surrounded by armed men who are looking for any reason to open fire on us.
He said their reasons for carrying guns, however, differ from the militia members from whom they are defending themselves and the protesters.
Sometimes we show up armed, and it's not to get into some kind of battle. It's to buy innocent people time so that we can implement our evacuation plan and minimize the loss of lives. And people question us for showing up armed, but we're not going to take any chances when we have had credible threats of violence against us. And we show up armed because we want them to know, you better think twice before you point a gun at anyone that we're protecting.
A Freedom of Information Act request filed by JMU librarian Grace Wilson revealed emails between a couple militia members and now-retired police chief Randy Collins leading up to the Broadway protest. Among them was a map sent by a member of the East Rockingham Page Militia marking where both officers and militia members would be stationed. Todd Burke is a retired criminal justice professor for Radford University and has also served as a police officer in Maryland. He weighed in on that exchange.
What usually happens is something called mutual aid. If I were a police chief or a supervisor for an event, of whether it be protests or any type of major event that I need assistance, the first people I go to are other law enforcement agencies. And I don't know of any legitimate reason why the police, the local police, would reach out to a militia organization for law enforcement assistance.
If the militia needed to be called to action, that wouldn't be up to local law enforcement.
Only the governor can kind of declare, hey, if we need militia people, we'll call, you know. So if they're doing this, they're doing this kind of on their own, and they may or may not be interfering with the police function.
Still, the map shared by the East Rockingham Page Militia is the only document that indicates potential collaboration with police ahead of the protest, which Burke said, on its own, does not show misconduct.
Noting where the police are going to be, maybe that's public information anyway of where the police are going to be located or what event, what the agenda is going to be, so anyone could have had access. What would have been was more confusing is if there was a revision of the map based on the contact between militia members and the police.
Whether or not there was any collaboration, Ward said the potential of a relationship between local law enforcement and militias is a trend she has noticed in multiple protests across the U.S. against police brutality.
It's a very dangerous dynamic, and when they're here to protect and serve us, and they're here in our protection as youth holding a protest, it doesn't send a good message when I see them laughing after the event with the people who had just pointed their guns at me.
For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.